A political firestorm broke out recently in Sussex County. It came when Councilmember Sam Wilson popped up with a question about a $100 grant request for the Lower Sussex Branch NAACP Youth Council.
Take my name off. I'm not going to give anything.
Okay.
Unless you describe what that says.
After having it spelled out that the NAACP stood for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, fellow councilmember Vance Phillips joined him.
It strikes me as inappropriate in this day of racial equality and
sound like discrimination to me.
I'll pull mine from that as well.
Delmarva Public Radio caught up with Wilson at his home to get a better understanding of his view of what occurred at that meeting.
It's more of a national organization, I think, and that's probably why, what hit my thinking was, we're not interested in national. We're just trying to help local people here. Local taxpayers pay for it. Locals, everything. Same thing I've said all the time. It's, you know, if you're a local taxpayer and you're paying, you don't necessarily want your money sent out of state, especially to the other side of the country. You know, that's the way I feel about that. So,
in defending himself, Wilson said that morning, two other African-American organizations received money from the council.
We helped two black organizations that day. Besides NAACP, we helped West Rehoboth. We helped Airframe Youth People. I don't know. I think they called herselves Airframe or something like that. They had a name. Anyway, it was supposed to represent African-American, who was supposed to help. So we helped other. If I always, you know, I don't pay attention what color they are, but I don't want somebody to say that you're particularly interested in just helping one race to advance on who. I'm not interested in that.
But there has been a backlash, with representatives of the NAACP, among others, voicing their sharp criticism of both Wilson and Phillips. During an interview, Richard Smith, president of the state NAACP in Delaware, said he was shocked.
Really surprised, because for some reason is that in this day, and the way the state of Delaware is changing, and the way that people of color, of all colors, is moving in all three counties.
But during our interview with Wilson, he said he was not a racist and lauded black conservatives such as Ben Carson.
I don't, regardless what papers tried to slam, I'm a million miles from being a racist. I don't have people. I have black people live in my park. I have Mexicans live in my development. I go to church with black people. I go to church with Mexican people. Black people attend the church where I go. That's far from here to there. That's just because you don't agree with some. It's just like I don't agree with some black people. But I agree if you should put Dr. Ben Carlson on my. If he should come up here and say I want me to put a sign up, I'd be glad to put a sign up for him. There's different people. There's different people in every race. Some people lean hard to the left. They lean hard to the left. I don't agree with them. It doesn't matter to me who you are. It's what you stand for. That's my different thinking.
Wilson has gotten support from some in Sussex County, like conservative talk show host Jared Morris on Delaware 105.9, who praised Wilson for speaking up and denouncing the term colored people. The NAACP was founded in 1909 and has not changed its name since. The controversy comes also at a time when the country marked the 60th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision that desegregated the nation's schools. And one of the five cases the court considered came out of Delaware. When asked about the anniversary, Wilson said,
"I know for a fact that whites were putting money together were taking up money to build Jason High School. And I know there was quite a few blacks at that time did not even want to leave that school to come to a white school. But it was forced, because it was forced on them as well as it was on the whites. It's forced both ways. I mean, you got to understand that. But I don't say there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that's the way it was. That's the way it was 50, 60 years ago. I don't think, but I don't make the rules. Long ways from it. You're like me. You're going to live by them, whether you like it or not."
For the moment, the issue has died down, but there is concern within the state GOP about what has been called harsh language. So, does Wilson have any regrets?
Nah, not really. I've stopped talking about it. I shouldn't even discuss it with you any further. I've promised myself that I'm done. I'm not going to mention no more about it. I'm done with it. You know, the discussion, as far as I'm concerned, is over. They come up and had their little say last week, or week before, whatever they come up, had their say, and so I don't know if, you know, I don't think they solved anything, but it made them feel good. So I guess that's important.
Sussex County Council Member Sam Wilson on his decision not to support providing a $100 grant to an NAACP youth program. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.